At least 3,200 state workers and thousands more around Arkansas will not see changes to the way that they account for their work hours. A federal judge in Texas Tuesday temporarily stopped an effort by the Labor Department and President Obama to change workplace accounting and grant more overtime pay opportunity for employees making about $47,500. Arkansas Department of Finance and Administration spokesman Jake Bleed said, for many state departments, spending requires approval by the legislature. So historically, departments have offered employees discretionary leave time instead.
The legislature, of course, appropriates funds for state agencies, and in order for an agency to pay overtime as opposed to using leave balances, they have to have the appropriation in place and that authorization from the General Assembly. So it's been a longstanding practice for the state to use leave as a benefit for working overtime.
University of Arkansas Little Rock Finance and Administration Chief Steve McClellan said that for the more than 200 employees on his campus, the biggest difference was going to be clocking in and out.
You know, you had 200 employees that weren't being required to punch in and out. This new ruling, because of their salary, they said, yes, you're exempt, but you're going to have to punch in and out because you're eligible for overtime. So it was not a demotion, but it was a lot of people don't like punching in and out.
The federal ruling follows a lawsuit by 21 states who said the changes presented, quote, irreparable harm to employers. It was to go into effect December 1st. In Little Rock, Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.